Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Nicole Colozza.
And I'm Maddie Wong.
You're tuned into the Rye Report for October 8th.
Today, we'll be bringing you updates on the Child and Youth Care Program's response to teaching cuts, a new app that calculates your resilience, how student societies are facing a loss of income, and Ryerson's first Indigenous rights advocacy group.
Students and faculty at Ryerson's Child and Youth Care Program say that the job cuts to teachers by the Ford government are problematic for students. A report was published on September 26th from the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario, stating that about 994 elementary teaching positions would be gone. The report also states 9,060 secondary teaching positions would be gone throughout the province. Dr. Petra Roberts is an assistant professor at the Child and Youth Care Program. She says that although the program does not train students to become teachers, the cuts affect the school.
Our program don't graduate people to go to teach, but cuts in education at the high school level will affect us, because what would happen is that classes will become larger, and that may in turn impact the quality that students may receive, and then the pool of students that we will then be getting from those graduates to university may compromise how ready they are for university.
The report states that the loss in teaching positions is a result of the government's decision to increase class sizes from 22 to 28 students. Students say they feel that this decision will impact them as they fear for their future job security. The province will be gradually reducing jobs without layoffs to subtract the teaching positions.
Ryerson students can now measure their resilience in an app. Multi-System Resilience is an app that allows users to calculate their resilience capacity. The app was created based on research done by Ryerson PhD student Jenny Liu and was officially launched this summer. Resilience is analyzed by how someone takes care of themselves and how they cope with everyday challenges. Though Ryerson offers many on-campus resources for mental health, some students are seeking more accessible ones. This app offers an easily consumable and interactive approach to dealing with mental health issues. Liu says that the app can be a good tool to establish a starting point, suggest solutions, and improve resources.
Ryerson student societies are facing a potential loss of income. The Ontario government implemented an initiative allowing students to opt out of fees that support student societies. These societies support and represent student bodies within their respective faculties. Evangeline Brooks is the Vice President of Finance for Ryerson's Communication and Design Society. She says that since the cuts were announced, their team is working to structure a budget to accommodate losses. Student levies collected through tuition makes up a large portion of their annual income. It accounted for approximately 63% of their annual budget in 2017. The Communication and Design Society plans to work on their relationships with corporate sponsors and partners to fill funding losses. The option for students to opt out of program-specific fees ended on September 13th. Student societies have not yet been notified of the amount they will receive through levies.
Ryerson now has its first Kashmiri Indigenous Rights Advocacy platform. Binesh Ahmed is a PhD student at Ryerson. She created Kashmir Kapush back in January. Ahmed is the director of Kashmir Kapush and says that the group will be drawing attention to issues in Kashmir. Kashmir has been the subject of territorial dispute between Pakistan and India. This dispute has been ongoing since the end of British colonialism to the formation of Pakistan as a new country.
So Kashmir Kapush existed prior to all of this, and we focus on centering Kashmiri voices and experiences. Often what you find with Indigenous peoples all over the world, including in Kashmir, is that people speak for us, but this is that was one of the goals, to have us speak for ourselves and think about what it means to have peace and security in the region.
She says that the group is focused on peace, security, prosperity in Kashmir. According to Ahmed, the group is focusing on Kashmiri voices and experiences to allow members to cope with challenges.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Maddie. And this was your October 8th Rye Report.
Thanks for tuning in.